A Russian-built helicopter is down in Venezuela. Boeing moves closer to the Dreamliner's first flight. And a group of small-town mayors has a message for President Obama and the media. This is Arrow News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this Arrowcast. Here's what's up in aviation for Tuesday, May 5th, 2009. A Russian-built Mi-35 helicopter is reported down in Venezuela. 18 souls on board reported lost. Official sources in the Chavez government say the helicopter was ferrying troops for border patrol when contact was lost midday Sunday. While initial indicators are the crash was not caused by hostile action, it appears possible the craft may have been significantly overloaded. If any further details are forthcoming, we'll have them for you at arrow-news.net. Boeing appears to be nearing an opportunity to reestablish some credibility for its development schedule for the 787 Dreamliner. The company reports it has completed what it calls the Gauntlet, which is a full simulation of the first test flight, and has finished build verification, structures, and integration testing required for that first test flight. Scott Fancher, VP and GM of the 787 Dreamliner program, commented on the tests, which have included subjecting wing and trailing edge surfaces to limit loads. Quote, "These results give us confidence in our ability to move into further Gauntlet testing using either ground power or the airplane's engines or auxiliary power unit. This is a significant milestone on the path to first flight," unquote. After high-speed taxi testing, the first flight is expected by July 1st. The 787 has 886 orders from 57 customers. Garmin is touting a first, the FAA's first-ever approved model list supplemental type certificate for WAAS-capable avionics installed in a helicopter. The Garmin GNS 400W and 500W series is now okayed for IFR flight and steep approach lateral precision with vertical guidance in about 50 different helicopter types, including the Bell 206, Enstrom 280FX, Augusta A109, Eurocopter EC-135, MD Helicopter's 600N Notar, the Robinson R-22 and R-44, and many more. Garmin Marketing VP Gary Kelly noted, quote, "To receive an AML STC for approximately 50 helicopters is an accomplishment many thought would never happen because of the complexity and differences between helicopter models. Pilots will now have access to the unmatched technological advantages and safety enhancements that come with a fully integrated GPS WAAS product," unquote. Tomorrow at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time, a group of mayors and county executives from around the U.S. have scheduled a conference call with reporters to announce details of a letter to President Barack Obama attempting to communicate how crucial general aviation is to small towns and local economies. The effort has been adopted by the Alliance for Aviation Across America. 70 local leaders have signed the letter. Wichita, Kansas Mayor Carl Brewer, one of the four who will be on the call, will also re-invite the president to Wichita to witness firsthand the effects of the recession and of Obama's own comments. Brewer notes that 5,000 communities around the country depend on general aviation, and many have little or no commercial air service. Up next on ANN, a new crop of master instructors is announced. Sikorsky sells Army aviators on the X-2, and the third-generation Stalker is ready. You're listening to Aero News.
Remember what the future used to look like? The flying cars, the spaceports, the rocket packs and spandex outfits. That was some future, wasn't it? But hey, here's the real future. A Garmin WAAS Navigator. It makes its own glide path out of GPS signals, so you can land IFR at thousands of airports with no ILS or other ground-based approach aids. Now that's a future you can believe in. Garmin WAAS GPS. Follow the leader.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing from May 5th. I'm Paul Plack. Master Instructors LLC says 10 former holders of MCFI, originally issued through the National Association of Flight Instructors, have recently chosen to renew their credentials through Master Instructors. NAFI's version of the program was created by former directors Sandy and Joanne Hill, who formed the new credentialing venture after being forced off the NAFI board. The program offered by Master Instructors is an updated program which recently was recognized for 2 years by the FAA as an alternative means of satisfying the requirement for instructors to take recurrent training before updating their instructor certificates. The previous program was recently given a 120-day short renewal by the FAA to give NAFI time to update it. You can find a list of the three initials and 10 renewals recently awarded by Master Instructors LLC in the text version of this story at aero-news.net. Quad A? Meet X2. Quad A is slang for the Army Aviation Association of America, which is having its annual convention through tomorrow in Nashville. Sikorsky's X2 is a coaxial rotor technology demonstrator, which the company hopes will lead to 250-knot-plus helicopters, which also retain good low-speed handling and hover capabilities. That's a combination which has been elusive to date. The Quad A is a professional association that started in 1957 at Fort Rucker with about 1,400 members. In the half-century since, membership has grown to almost 15,000 in 66 local chapters. Sikorsky is stressing the potential of X2 technologies for application as a light tactical helicopter. The X2 is being developed without military funding. The concept was first announced in June of 2005. The demonstrator made its first flight last August at Sikorsky's Schweitzer Aircraft Rapid Prototyping Facility in Horseheads, New York. The 30-minute flight was made using only the counter-rotating coaxial rotors, without the additional thrust available from the craft's pusher propeller. Now, the machine has been relocated to the rapidly staffed-up Sikorsky Aircraft Development Flight Center in South Florida, where the company says it intends to break the rotorcraft speed record of 250 knots later this year. Commuter Air Technology was founded in 1968 to specialize in custom conversions of the venerable Beechcraft King Air. In the years since, the company may have outgrown its name. CAT says its current offerings include, quote, certified aircraft and aircraft modifications, including high performance and flight characteristics enhancements, commuter and high density passenger systems, military and special mission systems and support, corporate reconfigurations, and cargo conversions, unquote. The company reports it has completed ground and flight testing of its third generation Stalker aircraft, after seeing earlier versions deployed with special operations forces in the War on Terror. Stalker features a cockpit and mission systems operator station designed specifically for special operations forces. The new version of the plane adds a ruggedized interior, upgraded communication suite, the Westcam MX-15 HD, and Aero Computer's Moving Map System as standard equipment. The company touts its readiness to deliver the new Stalker on 120 days' notice, and notes intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance assets have been a recent priority of U.S. Defense Secretary Robert Gates. Still ahead, a leading figure in the Apollo program has gone west. Helicopter clients in Illinois get a cost-efficient new option. And where those NASA collectibles in the auction come from. You're listening to Aero News.
At Cirrus Design, we don't ignore the fundamentals of aviation design. We give them an ingenious new interpretation. The Cirrus SR20 GTS. Go ahead, indulge yourself. The SR20 GTS provides entry-level luxury into the world of Cirrus, yet at a price that makes indulgence affordable. When friends, family, and business associates experience the versatility, freedom, and sheer fun of flying in your Cirrus, they'll see that it maximizes the most precious commodity of all, time. To learn more, call 888-750-9922. Or check us out on the web at cirrusdesign.com.
Finally, aviation headsets have evolved. Clarity Aloft is the next generation of headset design. One reason that they can say that is because of Clarity Aloft's flexible boom arm. This featherweight band is the same one sported by stage musicians and performers the world over. Balance and comfort are the result of its elegantly simple design. The mic boom is easily repositioned for eating and drinking during flight without disturbing your earpieces. For more information, call 612-747-3197 or check out the innovative Clarity Aloft headset on the web at clarityaloft.com.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Tuesday, May 5th. I'm Paul Platt. ANN has learned that an early manned spaceflight pioneer passed away at the age of 84 last Wednesday. According to a hometown obituary, Joseph S. Algranti graduated from NC Chapel Hill with a BS in physics, served as a pilot in the U.S. Navy, and retired as a commander in the Naval Reserves. He began his career as a research test pilot in Cleveland, Ohio at NACA, later moving on to NASA Langley. In 1962, he became chief of aircraft operations and chief test pilot at NASA in Houston, where he was instrumental in training for all aspects of the space program through the Apollo years. He retired in 1992 and returned to North Carolina. Algranti is credited with leading development of the Lunar Landing Training Vehicle, used to build the skills which would eventually be required to land men on the moon. In December of 1968, he was forced to eject from that vehicle, a distinction he shared with Neil Armstrong. An anonymous poster on NASAWatch.com commented, quote, "He was an undaunted pilot, leader, and friend. The list of aircraft that he was qualified to command was impressive. I count it an honor to have worked for this man who dedicated his career to the success of NASA. He will be missed by all of us," unquote. Aircraft Charter Services, a subsidiary of Enstrom dealer Goshen Air Center in Indiana, is adding an Enstrom 480B to its charter certificate. VP Randy Sharkey explains, quote, "The market for Part 135 helicopter operations in northern Indiana has a lot of potential. Located just 80 miles east of downtown Chicago and minutes from the South Bend metro area, we're positioned to offer the region an alternative to larger, more expensive helicopters," unquote. Sharkey said he hopes to serve TV stations in South Bend and pursue opportunities at the racetracks in both Chicago and Indianapolis. Viper Aircraft Corporation is offering builders of its kits an upgraded version of the Viper Jet. The company's new Viper Jet LXR is based on its earlier Mark II fuselage, but made 8% larger to accommodate a certified Pratt & Whitney JT15D1A turbofan with 2,200 pounds of thrust. Company President Scott Hanchett comments, quote, "Without sacrificing performance, we have achieved increased range while being able to decrease emissions and lower fuel consumption. Cruise fuel burns are half, and idle fuel burns are one-third that of the previously used GE J85. We feel that the Viper Jet LXR really is the smart choice for pilots and owners seeking a fast, fuel-efficient personal aircraft with reasonable acquisition and operational costs," unquote. The company flew its prototype, at the time powered by a six-cylinder Continental piston engine, in 1996. This is at least the fourth major upgrade in power plants since that time. And finally, for years before actual manned spaceflight took place, science fiction writers assumed payloads would be so critical that the only personal items spacemen would be able to take on missions would be whatever they could sneak on board in pockets or as personal jewelry. In today's science reality, NASA acknowledges human nature and allows its astronauts limited room to take mementos along into orbit. NASA is about to launch one of its most complex missions ever. A crew of seven will spend 11 days on STS-125, which is expected to be the last U.S. shuttle mission to the Hubble Space Telescope. That observatory, which has already outlived its planned lifespan, was first slated to be upgraded for continued use. But last year, the failure of some data processing equipment added repairs to the mission's agenda. The official flight kit carried by the astronauts will include a pocket telescope, three conductor batons, including one from the Houston Symphony, and a variety of other mementos, which will become personal keepsakes after the mission, be given to world leaders in future years, or maybe one day wind up auctioned off to benefit worthy causes. One of the more interesting items to be carried along is a basketball, once used by observatory namesake Edwin Hubble when he played for Harvard. That use of cargo capacity may seem extravagant for a non-essential mission item, but those old science fiction writers weren't completely wrong either. The basketball will be deflated to save space. Atlantis is scheduled for launch on May 11th. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, perspectives on the state of the aviation economy from AEA 2009. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, Odeo, and at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.